Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
Folks, all I got to say is buckle up. We're going to get a new inflation reading. We're going to get CPI and PPI this week. Why I say buckle up? Because it looks like we're going to get validation. We're going to get a trend formation that CPI, aka inflation, is going higher. Might this cause the Fed to change what they're doing? Might this cause rate increases? Might this cause a calamity? We're going to find out from Mr. Dan Burr.
Or might this be the catalyst the market's been waiting for to sell off?
Maybe. Let's
see. Your headline.
There's your headline, yes. Awesome. So what are we going to talk about? What's going on with inflation? CPI is a big deal. Last month, as I recall, it ticked up. We broke trend. Yep. And based on expectations, it looks like we're going to get trend validation. It's going to go higher again.
It looks that way. Let's take a look at the charts that we usually look at the weekend before CPI.
Yep.
This is my website for anyone interested. I have what we're going to talk about is in the newsletter. So the newsletter is right here. You click that button. You can get it for free. There's a bunch of other things on here. If you want to be reminded of the newsletter, just go down here and sign up for the $0 free newsletter notification, and then you'll get a reminder that it's available. We don't give away or share emails, so you should never get a spam by signing up on the site. It doesn't ask for a credit card, none of that. If you do the annual or the monthly, you get access to the rest of the website, but everything on this main page is free, basically. So let's talk about CPI. So the first one we'll look at is the CPI report, headline CPI. And this shows you the 12-month base effect. See if I can, that's not the one I wanted to hit. Let me make it a little bit bigger.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good.
All right, so this, you can see I've already moved this 12-month window to the right. So this is where we're going to report on Wednesday. What you'll see is the one that drops off is a very small one.
Yeah, it is.
So normally when a small one drops off on the back end, that hurts or does not help the new one that comes in. So the first step is, if a small one's dropping off, that likely means inflation is either going to be flat or it will go up slightly. Okay.
Yep.
Now they are forecasting, down here shows you last month. So headline CPI was 3.2, up from 3.1. The forecast was 3.1.
Right.
So it came in hotter than forecast. The forecast for this month, for Wednesday, is 3.4.
Wow.
All right.
Say that again. The forecast is 3.4?
The forecast is 3.4. So remember last month, and if we look at this up here, the one that dropped off last month was a pretty big one.
Yeah.
So that one should have actually helped CPI. And the reason it didn't, we'll talk about in a minute, and that's commodities, among other things, but commodities is one of the big ones. So it actually went up. So forecast came in flat, probably because they're primarily looking at this big one dropping off should help CPI. So it came in flat, but it actually came in higher than forecast. Now we're forecasting 3.4. So does that mean it will come in higher than 3.4? Will it come in at 3.5 maybe? And then core down here, forecast was 3.7, came in at 3.8, also slightly higher. Although it was down from the previous month.
So just real quick, what I've seen from the forecast is, again, headline is forecasted to go up. I did not realize by that much, but core is still forecast to go down, right?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. 3.7. You have it right there. Oh, no, that was
last month. This is last month.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, but
Yeah, I've looked. So CORE is forecast to go down to 10.
I'll go to the newsletter because in the newsletter at the beginning of every week, I put in the calendar. So here's last week's calendar. Here's next week. So CORE is forecasted to go down slightly. Yes.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. 10.
This is a month over month. It doesn't have the forecast for year over year, but
yeah.
But okay. Month over month for headline is forecast to go down as well.
But because of the base effect, it means it goes up.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Wow. I didn't realize it's for. Wow. Can you. Whew, forecast to go up 0.2. Oh.
Right. Well, can you imagine if it is worse than that?
No, I don't want to imagine that.
So last month it was forecasted for 3.1. It came in at 3.2.
Mm-hmm.
This month is forecasted at 3.4. Now, why would that be? So the other chart we usually look at is the commodities chart.
Right.
And so the one that I had been using, and I've changed this, I've actually added two charts that we'll look at more closely. So this is the one that I usually show.
Mm-hmm.
This shows all of the rate hikes.
Oh my God, look at ag. Look at everything. Everything's up.
Yeah, I know. We'll look at that more closely in a second. So first off, the rate hike started here. The market just continued higher through all of these hikes. But yes, this one. So what's highlighted right now is the month that will be coming up will be reflected in next week's CPI.
Yeah, I usually just pick the middle and just look at the middle. Oh.
Right. So last month, you can see this was dramatically going higher. It actually had started in January, but last month I said, you know, this is going higher, so we probably will come in higher than the forecast of 3.1.
Right.
And we did. Came in at 3.2. But look at what's happened since then.
Just.
Right?
Yep.
And CRB too. So I had a comment, and I think it was somebody on your channel mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Or it might have been somewhere else I saw it. They said, but yeah, agriculture is going up, but mostly because of cocoa.
No, so cocoa has such a small percentage.
Well, that's what I thought too.
Uh-oh, am I wrong?
I thought, you know what? Let me get a closer in look at these commodities. Let's see what they're really doing. So I created a commodities only chart.
Hmm.
Now this is DBC, and so this is made up of primarily crude and gasoline and diesel, right?
Okay.
But it's got some metals and it's got some agriculture in it as well. It is definitely going higher. Mm-hmm. So again, this shaded area is what's going to be reported on next week. Okay, so this is definitely spiking higher with all of these. Down below, this is the DBA. This is the agriculture one. Look what percent cocoa makes up.
Wow.
Would you have imagined that?
No, I would not have. I would have bet money was 2.5%,
right?
Not 25%.
Right. So this is the same DBA look that we had on this chart, right? It's the same thing. Now let's dive into this one. Let's dive into that specifically.
It's more than cattle.
It's more than cattle. Yeah.
Huh.
Twice as much as coffee.
I would have bet cattle was the number one.
It's more than soybeans, corn, and cotton combined.
I would have bet sugar was number two.
Yeah, sugar's way down here, 10%. So okay. let's dive into that one and look at it a little more closely. So I created an agriculture commodities chart right here. These are all under economic charts.
Look at you.
So there's the DBA holdings that we just looked at.
Right.
All right. So again, you can see how it's shooting higher. I didn't highlight the month that will be reflected next week, but
that's okay. I get it.
It's the month of March. You can see it's parabolic for March.
Yeah.
But if you look down here, cocoa made up most of that move. Right there. However, look at coffee.
Sure. Yeah.
Coffee is now following. And sugar is now following.
Huh.
Soybeans and corn are just hanging out down here at the bottom. But these are the three that are really making up a lot of this move right here.
Interesting.
So is that enough? Is cocoa enough to say commodities are going to affect the CPI?
So I don't. So I mean, I have to go back and look at the basket of goods inside CPI.
Actually, you know what? Here we go. I think this might be it.
So let's
There you
look at
go.
this. So CPI is on the left. Okay.
CPI on the left, PCE is on the right.
Okay. So we're basically talking about 14.8%,
Yeah,
which
food and beverage.
is the only part where cocoa could play.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
All right.
energy really isn't on the CPI. I mean, you could think it's under transportation, maybe it's under other goods and services, but
Yeah.
the major pieces of CPI doesn't include energy.
Interesting. Okay.
So, based on all of that, now what do you think the CPI is going to come in at? By the way, that CPI PCE chart is under economic charts in this button right here.
Right. I don't know.
And
I think CPI headline is gonna validate the trend that it's going higher, and that's gonna be concerning.
yes, yeah, it definitely will be concerning, even if they meet the forecast.
Yeah, if they go to three, even if they meet, I shoot, even if they miss by one, it still validates trend.
Right. Now, PPI is not on here. PPI is Thursday. Yeah, PPI is Thursday, and
Yeah, PPI is meant to be a yawn, it looks like this
yeah,
month.
that looks like a big drop in PPI. But if we look at PPI here, 12-month rate of change. So there's the 12 months. You can see 3-month rate of change has been ticking up since December.
It's supposed to break that trend.
Yeah. So if it does come down like it's saying, then this will probably be back down here near this low right here.
Yeah.
So PPI, I don't think, is going to have a big effect on
Okay.
things.
So what do you think? You've done some investigation, you've added some new charts for all of us, which we all appreciate. I think you validated the comment that cocoa is having a disproportionate impact.
Yes.
What do you think? What do you think of all this?
I think if we go back to this one, yes, cocoa has a disproportionate impact on this line, the DBA line. 25% of this line is cocoa. Although coffee and sugar are also ticking higher.
Sure.
But if you look at the CRB, which 41% of that is these, right? 39% is energy. That's ticking higher, but so is gas and oil. Remember, this shaded area is what the next one will reflect.
Correct.
The gas and oil also are ticking higher. If this one went up by itself and the other ones were going down, I would say it probably wouldn't have much effect. But based on this, I think the 3.4 is probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the real scary thing to think about is not the one we're going to get tomorrow or Tuesday or whenever it is. It's the one we get in May. So we get a
All
third
right,
month with CPI going up.
so let's look at that. In May, this big one drops off.
True. I saw that earlier. Yeah.
I think it's the one in June that's going to cause issues.
Yuck.
So if in May this big one drops off, but we get all the commodities still moving higher, or let's say they flatten out, right?
Yeah,
So
neutral.
we're probably going to get another 3.4 number. Maybe
Okay.
it might tick down to 3.3, maybe.
Right.
But then in the June report,
Then we go to 3.5, 3.6.
if commodities keep going up, or even if they stay
Oy.
where they are and we get the small one right here, then the June report is going to tick up even higher. So the June
Yeah. And
report will be sometime mid-June, and what'd you say, June 11th? Is the Fed
June,
meeting?
yeah, 11th. Yep.
And do you have what the CPI
They'll have
number
the
is?
CPI number by then. We may not have it, but they'll have it for sure.
Let's see when the next one is. This is March.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Usually
All
it's the
right.
first full week. So it'll be right. They may have it the day of or something because they meet Tuesday, Wednesday. So they're going to have the June number at the meeting.
Yeah, they might have it by then. And if it does tick up like this, then June is the one they might actually raise instead of cut.
Well, they're not cutting. Just take June cut off the table.
Yeah, so they're not cutting.
You can't
so
cut with inflation going high. And then that, let's be clear, right? If this goes the way we're talking about, 3-4, 3-3, 3-5. Look at that.
June 12th, the day after the meeting.
I know it is the day of the end of the meeting. So it's the morning. So the CPI comes out in the morning.
So it's the 11th and 12th?
Correct. 11th and 12th. Correct.
Oh my God. That is going to be an unbelievable meeting. That's the day. If we get another high CPI, let's say it just stays at 3.4 and doesn't move.
Mm-hmm.
Could even go to 3.5 based on what I just showed.
Yeah.
And they have the meeting right after they get the report.
Yeah.
I mean, why not raise one more time?
Well, here's the deal. If we get a 3.5 reading in June, I'm certainly with you. I'm willing to entertain a raise, but I'm telling you right now, a July rate cut is off the table, which will also mean, which again, to my opinion, means September is off the table. We're not talking about November for the first rate cut.
Right. Yeah. And it could be, I don't agree that September will be off the table. I think the Fed might not like to do it in September, but they might do it anyway. If we get these, let's think about this for a second.
Sure.
If all this plays out like we're projecting with CPI and inflation,
let's stop sharing the screen so we can talk in big windows.
Okay, sure.
There we go.
So let's say CPI ticks up to 3.4. We get 3.4 next week.
Mm-hmm.
We get in May, it stays at 3.4.
Yep, flat 3.4. Yep.
And then it goes June, to 3.5. The day of the meeting.
Yep.
It goes to 3.5 or even just stays at 3.4.
Yeah, let's go to 3.5. Let's play it out.
And the Fed says, that's it. We not only have a trend, we have a solid trend. So how many is that now? It's four months.
4 months.
Right.
Yep.
4 months of high inflation.
Yeah.
And yes, that meeting, June 12th, they raise a quarter point. So then what happens? All of the small caps crash.
Yep.
Right? The market goes down for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no question.
Small caps crash because they're very rate sensitive. Banks probably don't do well initially.
Right.
And you'll start to see more companies laying off and pulling back.
Oh, yeah.
And the unemployment rate
will shoot higher after.
That'll be June 12th, right?
Mm-hmm. So June 12th.
The June report, it's probably not enough time. The July report.
Probably August. It'll come out in
probably
August.
First
Friday of August.
Yeah. The August report will see the unemployment rate spiking. And that's where it might hit the SOM rule.
Could be.
And then in September, and if that happens.
So you get a rate increase in June and then a rate cut in September?
Right. Right.
And that is why, folks, I don't see a July rate increase because I could not, or June rate increase. I couldn't, because you're right. I think those dominoes are very valid. I think you've played it very well. I think the Fed sees it. And I can't imagine raising the quarter and then 60 days later being forced to cut. Oh man, that would be.
Well, the good news of that is, I mean, if the economy keeps humming along, even if with inflation going up, the good thing is that that last rate hike will, I think, scare enough people that it will affect the economy. The economy will start to cool off.
Oh, no, that's exactly what you're saying.
And it will give the Fed ammunition. Now, I showed you all the charts and I said, this is normal. We are at a normal place right now. So the Fed has raised it enough that they can cut. But if they raise it one more, they've got plenty of buffer.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they can cut in September and just get back to normal again. So.
All right. Well, let's play this game. Let's play this game just because I want to. So it's April 8th of 2024, recording this. What are the chances they do zero all year on a scale of, you know, 1 to 100?
No
or
chance.
0 to 1. So they're going to do something.
Yes.
I will put the chance of them doing nothing at 10%.
Okay.
Maybe even, I'll say 15%. Okay. So what are the chances they raise at least once this year in your mind?
Um, Last month, I said it was
single digits,
not zero. I said it was not zero. Mm-hmm. Now, based on what I just went over, I would say it's 30%.
Oh, okay. I'll say it's 10%. So what are the chances we get one rate cut this year?
I think it's 100%.
Okay. Okay. How about two rate cuts?
I think one is 100% and it will be in September. And
oh,
I think that,
wow.
Okay. And I think the next one will be in, is there an October meeting?
No, November? September, it goes to November 6th and 7th.
There'll be another one in November. So I think we'll get two.
Okay.
Maybe three still.
Wow.
We can do it again in December. It really depends. I mean, we have to look at things at that point because things are going to change.
Of course. Are they data dependent, Dan? Is that what it is? They're data dependent?
Yes. So right now, we are, let's see. We are higher for longer for 1, 2, 3, 4,
started
five,
in July.
6, 7, 8, and July would be
a year.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
That'd be higher for longer for 12 months.
Right.
And we were 18 months in 2006.
And 16 months before that, yep.
We were 15 months in the 90s. We were 6 months at the end of the 90s. We were 7 months before COVID. So 12 months is about right. 12 months is, again, it's normal.
Okay. Very cool. Well, the CPI is going to be interesting. Do you want to make a call? You think 3-4 feels like the right number?
Yeah, right now I think 3-4. I think there's an outside chance it could be higher, 3-5, but I think 3-4 feels like the right number.
Yeah, and again, I think to your point, I love this. This month, I agree 3-4. Next month's nothing. That one after that scares me. That little small base effect.
Yeah,
that could be a problem.
The one in June, I think, is going to be a big problem because it comes the day of the meeting. I think that is going to be the big issue.
That could be a barn burner. That could be a very fun Q&A session for sure.
Yes, right.
Dan, you do an amazing newsletter each and every week. You got a lot of stuff on your website for free, more stuff that they can subscribe to. What is it? Where can they find it?
Breakpointtrading.net. And I'm not sharing now, so I can't show it to you, but it's breakpointtrading.net. Make sure it's .net, not .com.
Yep, breakpointtrading.net. Get it. Something .net. I look at each and every weekend. Dan, you're amazing. Thank you for coming back. Look forward to talking next weekend after CPI.
Yeah, it should be a fun one.
There you go. Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.